It was the 1960s. A 26-year-old Indian woman had come to Berkeley to do her postdoctorate all the way from Kolkata. The campus was on fire those days, says Anirban Chatterjee, who runs the Berkeley South Asian Radical History Walking Tour.
And then, that December, she was part of the first active mass student civil disobedience of the 1960s, as she joined thousands of other Berkeley students taking over Sproul Hall, standing alongside people like Mario Savio and Joan Baez.
Her friends seemed to remember that last week when on a rainy morning in Kolkata, they stood on the street outside her home, bidding her goodbye. Nobunita Debsen was a writer, a poet, an academic, but most of all, she was a free spirit, always ready to speak up for a cause.
And she did all this knowing that she was risking her immigration status by engaging in civil disobedience as a foreign national.
This is Sandeep Roy in Kolkata. Rebellion came naturally to her. If it wasn't free speech, it was Bengali sweets like the Rosogulla. Her niece, writer Dipanjana Pal, remembers a famous family story about how her aunt tried to come into the U.S. with Indian sweets like the Rosogulla. Stopped by customs, she refused to abandon the sweets. She protested.
But these are delicacies, she protests. They'll just rot if they're kept in quarantine for 40 days like he's telling her to.
So she just plonked herself down and started eating them right there.
If this can't enter America with me, then it will enter America through me, she said, and declared her intention to eat every damn Rosogulla. Also, she told the official, let's hope you have an ambulance handy, because I just happen to be highly diabetic.
Rebellion was in her genes. Her mother was a child bride, married off at 13, widowed by 14. She ran away to get married again, this time to another poet. After he died, three generations of feisty women, Nobunita, her daughters, and her mother, lived in a house named Bhalobasha. Bhalobasha, that means love in Bengali. It could also mean a good home. In this case, it was both. She once wrote, one widow, one divorcee, and two girl children of a broken home. They're not the usual material for a happy family. But ours was one. Jhuma Boshak, once her student, now a therapist in Kolkata, agrees.
I think a whole lot of us, you know, have gone to her in various junctures in our lives with broken hearts, with desires. And she has been completely non-judgmental. I remember one occasion where she said that commitment is a lot about letting go of many greeds in life, and that's not easy.
Nobunita Debsen would remember little things like her birthday. She would call and say, come over, I made paish, a dessert, for you.
And I was like completely stunned, taken aback, thrilled, because, you know, you still have somebody who would make paish for you and wait.
But she wasn't just a mother hen to a brood of students, writers, young women looking for feminist role models. She was pushing the envelope, writing about LGBT issues and AIDS in the 90s when few did that in Bengali. Not surprising, says Malavika Banerjee, who runs the Tata Steel Kolkata Literary Meet, where she had been a speaker.
Nothing defined her more than her free-spiritedness, her ability to accept everything that came her way.
Not even illness could dampen that, says Chuma.
There would be times she would be quite unwell. I remember an occasion where she had the oxygen nostril, the pipes in her nostril, and she was writing.
Some 80 books. Like looking at the Indian epic, the Ramayana, through the eyes of the women in it. Children's books, travelers' tales, poetry. That raspy, breathless, excited voice was unforgettable.
What was the monkey saying? Was he a mad monkey? Tetanus, hydrophobia. God alone knows what else.
She'd studied at Harvard, Berkeley, Indiana, taught at Oxford. She also happened to be the former wife of the 1998 Economics Nobel laureate Amartya Sen. But the measure of a good life is not just in books written, prizes won, even Nobels, but also in lives touched, Jhuma Boshak.
And I often wondered where she got so much of love from to pour out.
And humor. Her last column came out this month. You could almost see her rolling her eyes as she wrote about her cancer. Okay, it's cancer. So what? I'm 80 plus. People are behaving as if I'm some young child who hasn't led a full life. Are, I'm not even dead yet. Why so much grief already? Malavika Banerjee agrees.
Nobunita Di, I can't say rest in peace. Whenever I think of you, you're alive and you're bringing a smile to my face.
Many writers are respected. Nobunita Debshen was beloved, something much rarer. This is Sandeep Roy in Kolkata for KALW.